The problem is you don't doubt enough. There's too much certainty and not enough doubt. You have to reach what the Buddhists call the great doubt. Not the little doubts, but the great doubt. And the great doubt is the doubt whether you even exist. Don't be certain that there is even a you who feels good or bad. Or that there's even a world. Doubt even that. Let there be such a great doubt that there is nothing to base any sense of existence on. Let the whole ground of the ego's illusionary existence fall away in doubt. When there's absolutely zero certainty, then one will discover the truth of one's being. But that truth can't be discovered as long as you believe that you're an ego who wants to be a good person in the world and do the right thing. That ego must dissolve before the actual truth and rightness can come through that transcends the ego. Because the very identity of the ego is dependent on the concepts of good and bad that come from the conventional collective consciousness. It doesn't come from God. Because God is beyond the dualities of good and bad and right and wrong. So the ego that's identified with the body and with the mind and with the personality and that wants the approval of others, okay, and wants to feel good in the eyes of the others, and even in the eyes of God, ultimately has to be dissolved. The doubt must realize that that is truly false. And then, what is real, that is inconceivable, that cannot be imagined or put into words, will lead you to the great peace, which is beyond the great doubt. But the ego can never be in peace, because the ego is always seeking peace, and it's always seeking the approval of the other, and therefore it's fragile. At any moment, one negative look can crack the ego's sense of security. It's very hypersensitive to how it is perceived by the other. And so our reality must become that which is trans-egoic, so that the power of God can truly flow through us. And we are immune to the oscillations that come from the projections of other egos. And in that immunity, then there is the power to give divine love no matter what is going on. And it is not the peace of the ego, but the peace of the Supreme that flows through the vehicle of the body and the mind. But the ego has been dissolved completely. Until that dissolution has happened, there will always be this binary of doubt, duda y certeza. It will always be there. But in the surrender, the ultimate surrender to one's own mind, one's own decision-making, to even the sense of being a good person, wanting to be with one with God, even that ultimate level of desire must be released. And then the divine presence is all that's left. That fills you and that flows through the vehicles. Okay. To reach that, there must be complete silence of the mind. The mind's chatter is what creates this state of doubt and of fragility, of peace. It's words in the mind. You can tie it all into language. And when one has transcended the plane of language through silencing the mind, then one has reached that oasis of peace. But it must be a state that is always present. And so our meditation is simply a practice for reaching that state of peace that is beyond words.